And here's something to take with you today. Last night, protesters took to the streets of New York, Boston, Ferguson, Missouri, and Washington, D.C. in a call for justice for Freddie Gray. But at noon yesterday, the city of Baltimore took a different approach. Following Monday night's violence, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra decided the city deserved a break. Musicians wanted to give back to the city they loved, and so they played an impromptu concert on the lawn outside of their home base at the Joseph Meyerhoff Hall in downtown Baltimore. Now, the audio you're hearing was recorded by Baltimore resident Mike Frederick. We checked in with two of the players right after the concert wrapped.
Hi, this is Karen Brown here, violist with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I'm here after our impromptu concert.
I think we were all honored and excited to be here and participate in something that kind of transcends the unrest that's been going on here and contribute something really positive to the community.
Here's oboist Michael Lisicki. He organized the concert.
I hesitate to call it a concert because this isn't a rehearsed program. This didn't have an agenda other than for everybody to just step back. And judging by how popular it was, hopefully this is just one mini, mini, mini small step in the process of getting back Baltimore and starting a dialogue and talking.
Taking steps with music in Baltimore. That's all for us today. If you want to listen back to anything you heard on today's program, you can visit us at thetakeaway.org. You can also ask me anything you like on Twitter. I'm at Todd Zwillick. Thank you so much for listening. I am Todd Zwillick. Back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.